Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Over 3 years ago now, when I learned that the church where I would be doing my internship had a preschool, I was absolutely delighted. While I was at St. Paul's, I had the gift of leading preschool chapel each week. We prayed together, we sang a couple of songs together, and we read a Bible story together. Well, one day we were reading a Bible story about the Lord's Prayer, and when we got to the part about God's will being done on earth as it is in heaven, one little girl asked, "What's it like in heaven?" Wanting to be faithful to Scripture and honest with her, I answered, "No one knows for sure what heaven will be like, but I do know that we get to be with God forever. And I do know that in heaven there is no more dying, there is no more sadness, and there is no more pain. And in heaven, we get to worship God forever." We went on to talk about how that meant that there would be no more boo-boos and no more bullies in heaven. But also with that came their disappointment that if there are no boo-boos in heaven, then there are probably no Band-Aids in heaven. Aw, man. I love seeing the world and God through the eyes of children. But if we're all honest, I don't think that this little girl or children are the only ones who wonder what heaven is going to be like. I would venture to guess that everyone here has thought about heaven and wondered what it might be like. Today's gospel lesson opens with the Sadducees asking Jesus a question. However, unlike that little girl in preschool, the Sadducees did not ask Jesus out of curiosity. They asked Jesus about the resurrection, something they didn't believe in order to trap him. The Sadducees weren't simply asking a question out of disbelief in the resurrection. They were actively speaking against it. Now, we know that oftentimes when someone would ask Jesus a question, he would respond by asking a question back to them. But in this instance, Jesus answers the Sadducees directly and clearly. Jesus told the Sadducees that life after the resurrection from the dead will be different than the life before it. Primarily because in the age to come, there will be no more death. Humans, like angels, will never die. Now, this part has often gotten misunderstood to mean that maybe humans become angels after they die. No. To say that humans would become angels is like saying that humans could become a giraffe or a hippo after they die. Because angels are a completely different kind of creature than humans. Humans don't become a different creature. What Jesus means when he says we will become like the angels is that we, like the angels, will never die. Angels are eternal, and in the age to come, since death will be no more, humans will never die. Jesus then goes on to say that as children of God, in the age to come, our primary relationship will be with God, as daughters and sons of God, and as children of the resurrection. In this life, we will not fully understand the resurrection of the dead, and yet our faith helps us to believe it. Now, none of us know for sure what this will look like or what it will mean for us, but what we do know is that God will raise us from death to life, because through his resurrection, Jesus has defeated sin and death. And after his death, Jesus was transformed to new life through the resurrection, and God will do the same for all of God's children. Each week when we recite the Apostles' Creed, one of the things that we say is, I believe in the resurrection of the body. And yet I wonder how many of us believe that. Now, I'm not asking how many of us fully understand it or can explain the logistics of how it happens, because how God will do it is truly a mystery. No. What I'm asking is how many of us truly believe that God will resurrect our physical bodies in the age to come. You see, it's easy to form ideas about the afterlife from what we see in movies and read in books. Many people believe that we will have some kind of spiritual existence, but Scripture teaches us that we will have resurrected bodies, just like Jesus had a resurrected body. And yet there are many Christians who believe that when we die, our souls go to heaven and our bodies don't. But this simply isn't true. Just like Jesus, our bodies and our souls will not be separated even in death. The New Testament describes Jesus as the first to experience resurrection from the dead. And it was resurrection of his whole self, his body and his soul. And we as Christians, when we say that we believe in the resurrection of the dead, we believe that God will resurrect our whole selves as well, body and soul. This is our hope in the age to come, and it's our hope now. Our belief in the resurrection of the body has profound implications for the ways that we live in the world with our bodies and the bodies of others. Because my body and your bodies are not disposable. They aren't machines that we can use, thinking that we only need them for the short time we live on earth. We aren't finished with our bodies and leave them behind when we die. Our bodies will be resurrected from the dead, and we will spend eternity in God's presence in our bodies. And as such, bodies matter deeply to God. But the sad truth is, we don't always live as if this were true. Perhaps this is as simple as not giving our bodies the proper nourishment or hydration that we need. Perhaps we don't take the medication we need, or at least take it consistently. Perhaps we push our bodies to do too much, too often, and deplete ourselves of the restorative rest that our bodies need in order to function properly. Perhaps we neglect regular doctor visits or tests we need, like mammograms and colonoscopies. Brothers and sisters, the truth is that our bodies and the ways that we treat them matter to God. And what about bodies of others? Does the way that we think about and treat the bodies of others reflect our belief in the resurrection of the body? Think about it. How often do we look at the body of another and make judgments about that body based on its appearance? How often do we look at the body of another and think of it as less valuable than our own? The truth is, there are many ways that we can hurt and harm the bodies of others and ourselves, both in the ways that we think and in the ways that we act. I want to lift up here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church a way that we think about and honor the bodies of others. There are 55 children at Davis Townsend Elementary School who struggle with food insecurity. Now, I should say it's not just 55 children, but they have identified the 55 children who need help with food the most. And so each weekend, we supply 55 children with a bag of food to take home on the weekend. Because if they didn't have this little bag of food, they might not have anything else to eat over the weekend. And so it's got a can of pasta, a thing of applesauce, a thing of peanut butter, oatmeal, Pop-Tarts, ramen noodle, a pack of cereal, and a little snack pack of pudding. I can't imagine this being all that I would need to eat over the weekend. And I can't imagine if I didn't have this, that I wouldn't have anything to eat at all. But there are 55 children for whom this is the only food they get to eat over the weekend. And if we didn't help supply this, they would go hungry. And so we are asking for folks to help support this backpack program. This little bag costs about $3.50 a week, $3.50 to feed a child for the whole weekend. If you'd like to help feed a child for a whole month, for a whole month, it's about $15 to send one of these home every weekend. This was on the front page of the newsletter. I can also offer this information to folks who need it, but if you'd like to help sponsor a child to have enough food every weekend, to care for their body, to get them some nourishment, please consider that. The truth is that for most of us, food security isn't even on our radar. We have enough food to eat, and so do those around us. In fact, thinking of myself, I have more than enough food to eat. I can go to the grocery store and get what I need and what I want and not even think twice about it. And yet there are many people in our community, especially children and senior adults, whose bodies don't get the proper nourishment and the food that they need to eat. But thankfully, there are many people and organizations in Davidson County, and just here at Holly Grove, we have this backpack program, which helps meet the physical needs, the bodily needs of others. Because the truth is, the way that we think about and treat the bodies of others and ourselves reflects our belief in the resurrection of their bodies. Because of God's love and grace to us, we believe in the resurrection of the body. We can't fully describe it or fully understand it, but we believe it. And in the fullness of God's grace, we will experience it. So what is heaven like? No one knows for sure. But I do know that we get to be with God forever. And I do know that in heaven, there is no more death, no more pain, no more sadness, no more tears. And in heaven, we get to worship God forever with our whole selves in our bodies. Thanks be to God. Amen.